Blog Talk Radio.
Means war. You got to know it means war, no matter what.
Provider.
Now I have.
Now I have.
See, when you know him, you got power. When you know him, you know he's on your side. And then when you really know that you know him, even when they don't like what you say, guess what? Jesus said, they won't like what I say. And if they don't like what I say, they won't like what the Father say. So listen, brothers and sisters, when you got God behind you, don't worry about the devil or his imps. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle for Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about the Word of God, but we're going to ask Pastor Bill to sure go and give us a word of prayer, and we're going to pick up what we left off at yesterday. Hallelujah.
Great. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for both of those songs. Amen. I like that first one where it said, this means war. We're telling the enemy he can't have our family, he can't have our increase, and he sure can't have our breakthrough. And we're going to stand up, we're going to stand, and we're going to fight. Amen.
Yes.
And then that last one, letting us know that our Lord and our Savior, he is our Redeemer. Amen. So the scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. That's why we got to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. We're thanking you for our pastor. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we're pleading the blood of Jesus on our pastor, on those that are listening and those that participate and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we give you praise and we want to say thank you for your word, Father God, as we learn more and more about the about Satan and the fallen angels and our Lord and Savior Jesus, knowing that he is better than all that and he has more power. So Father God, we just praying that you will continue to use our pastor mightily as he brings the word to us and as he makes it plain so we can understand it. Lord, we ask that you bless each and every one on the call, those that are sick and shut in, those that are going through, those that ask us to keep them lifted in prayer. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay.
I promised you all that I was going to give you a lot of the scriptures, and I will today. And maybe from time to time we'll stop and share something with them. If not, this is what we're going to do next week. But I do want to say, brothers and sisters, this subject of Satan and the fallen angels is permanently in Scripture. So if it's Scripture, you might want to know it, see? So
Amen.
The Scripture reveals Satan and his angels as a, as personal, corruptible, because he is corrupt, and an evil force in the affairs of man. So when the Bible says that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, then he goes on and tells us who we're wrestling against. So we're in a real war. Because you're not fighting, it doesn't mean you're not part of the war. You just not maybe be on the front line. You may not be part of the combat, but you're in a war. War. Because you're not fighting. Don't mean. Now, what that means is you might be getting your head beat up. You might be getting your head whipped. But that don't mean you're not in the war. You're in the war. And you have to know that every evil force that can against man, Satan launch him. Why? Because of John 10:10, he come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Notice, brothers and sisters, Satan and the fallen angels should be studied as one. And you ask, well, why? Because they were one in that rejection of God. So if Satan had never become Satan, then if Satan had never become Satan, that would have never been fallen angels. I mean, look at it like that. That is called demons. See, these fallen angels are called demons, which we will be discussing next week. But these forces, these evil forces are in the universe. And you have to say amen to them because they're there. Why you think kids are molested? Why you think people are being raped? Why you think people are being robbed and beaten? And why people are being shot? And why? I mean, these are evil forces, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
They're the evil force in the world, if you see it or not. That's what I was talking about, like with the war. You know it or not, there's evil forces. But hey, I got you back. I got you back because God will show you this week what's really going on. What our first scripture, because it's not foundational scripture, is going to be in Isaiah 14:12-14. Let's see. Well, we got time, but I'm going to, and I want you all to look for things in these scriptures. You know, just like in this scripture over in Isaiah 14:12, you're going to notice that Satan has a heart. He has a spirit. He has a heart. And you're going to notice Satan can speak. You notice a lot of things. But I want you to be open-minded and allow the Holy Spirit, because you need to see Satan for what he is. He's a deceiver. So he doesn't want you to know who he is. He comes camouflaged. That's why you know you're in a war. See, when the enemy camouflage, they don't want you to see them. They don't want you to know which they're going to attack you. That's how Satan comes. He comes camouflaged. And he comes as people, and he used people.
All right.
Because he don't want you to know who he is, that real spirit. He may come with a smile, but trust us, it ain't nothing in him but a raven wool. He may come in sheep clothing, but no, at the end of the day, ain't nothing up in him but raven wolf. Like he's like a roaring lion first. But anyway, this will be one discussion that we're going to do next week.
Amen. And from the King James, Isaiah 14:12-14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Amen.
He got caught up into the stuff he had. Now, some people don't know. Pride was the first sin, brothers and sisters. Pride. So that's why you let pride go.
Yes.
Pride. Pride enter into the universe through Lucifer. And so, the next scripture I want to is Ezekiel 28:15-17. Ezekiel 28:15-17. I'm sure I ought to write these scriptures down now. I told you yesterday I'm going to write these scriptures down so that you had the weekend to kind of brush over them a little bit, because I'll be saying some things next week. I promise you. Some people want to challenge you, and I don't want you to challenge. I want you to tell the Holy Ghost, let the Holy Ghost teach you what it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Ezekiel 28:15-17.
Correct.
Okay, Pastor. That was perfect in the ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of the merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Amen.
Yeah. Now, it's hard to imagine, but the Bible is teaching us that thou was perfect in the ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity were found in thee. And we're going to talk about iniquity. See, iniquity is something you put together. Like you let your mind overtake truth. You let your mind overtake facts. And you assume that this is going to be like this and that can be like that. Because Satan gives you an alley or a way out. And that's how he operates.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, he was perfect. Yeah. From the beginning, I know people probably won't tell you this. Satan used to be perfect. He was a perfect angel.
Yeah.
Beauty. Sometimes I look at the church, how perfect the church were, and the organized church, rather. But they allow that beauty. They allow all of that to destroy what God had put in them at first. Mm. You just say, okay, did the Spirit save the organization? God got you born again, or the preacher. See, and people get caught up because of that beauty. But anyway, get into it. You know, when you think about the merchants, when you think about how people can rap, you know, get you hyped, for a better way of saying it, then you start, oh, yeah, I'm this and I'm that. But brothers, I'm going to tell you, that's what we're gonna have to, I'm going to discuss this stuff because I'm going to go to the scriptures and show you, even in the Revelation, how people, the church got lifted up. They said they were pride, the church of Laodicea. But anyway, we'll get into that. Another scripture I want to show you was in Luke 10:18. And that's interesting because Jesus was there. He was there. He was there when Isaiah 14 was spoken. He was there. He saw what Lucifer did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
You want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Luke 10:18.
Okay. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Amen.
So that's the same thing Isaiah 14:12-15 is saying. So Jesus said to these, I saw. I saw, I'm telling y'all, I saw him fall. I saw Satan fall from the heavens.
Yeah.
Like a lightning.
Just
got caught up. But we'll talk about that next week. Another scripture we want to talk about, actually it's going to be from Genesis 3, 1 through 19, even though we may not read it today, but that'll be one of the scriptures too. So make note of Genesis 3, 1 through 19, because that's a lot of stuff I need to unpack with that one. But in Job 1, verses 6 through 12. As Pastor to read that, that's another scripture we're going to talk about. Like I promised, I was going to give y'all these scriptures, so I'm giving them to you. So you'll have the whole week to get into them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Thou. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doeth Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made an hedge around, has not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he hath on every side? You said go to verse 12, Pastor?
Yes.
Yeah, you said 12. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wrote down. Okay. All right. Verse 10. Has thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to show you all something with this scripture, because Satan knew what he did with the power and with the authority and with He knew how he got lifted up in pride. So he's going to tell God, the only reason he's doing all this is because you have given him this, you've given him that. Well, how do you know that? Because that's what God had blessed Satan with. Satan had became the highest in the kingdom, in the spiritual world. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. And I want y'all to know, he had his own angels. He had his own troops. One third of the heaven got shaken. So when they agreed with Satan's spirit, they didn't have to, but they did. And being the bright and morning star. I mean, when you think about it, Satan, he led the worship, and we'll get into that next week. Because the first thing, part of Satan's job was over words. He had control over words. So when the people were offered praises, Satan had this thing where, you know what? After he'd fallen, he thought he would get back up there into the kingdom of, into the heavens, and be able to decree and declare God's praise. So he said, you know what? I'm going to have the same thing you have. I'm going to have these angels praising me like they're praising you. Well, he had a few of them do that now. Well, what am I saying? The moral of this little story, because like I said, we're going to get into it next week. But the moral of what I'm telling you now is this, brothers and sisters. Want to kill, steal, and destroy everything you have. When God blesses you with something, you have to always remember who gave it to you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You have
Amen.
To remember where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan don't want you to know that that job you got really came from God. He wants you to think it came from him, yourself. He wants you to be deceived. That's how you operate. In 1 Samuel 18:10, that would be another scripture. 1 Samuel 18:10.
And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hands as the other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. Have mercy.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. These evil spirits, see, God allowed things to happen. Just like Job, God allowed that to happen. Well, was God for that? No. But to prove the point, and not the point, that's for us. Most of this was written in is for us. But God wanted Satan to know that that man got more power than you got. And whatever he bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever he loose on earth is going to be alive in heaven. That's how much power God gave to man. But Satan, because he is so deceptive and living in that place of deceiving, he can't even see it. You got a lot of people right now, they can't see the truth because they're looking at their own ability. They're looking at what they can do and what they've experienced. And I've been here and I... Listen, sisters, give God a little space up in there. You know, when you think about what you did, what you're going to do, and how... Give God a little, you know, a little bitty corner or something and say things like, if it's the Lord's will, God, I want to do your will. Because
right.
God can allow these evil spirits to just pick you off. And for you know it, David was a man after God's own heart. And let me tell you why, because he was mine as you. God, David was going to do what God does to the Lord, no matter what. Because he acknowledged him in all of his ways.
His way.
He leaned not to his own understanding, but he acknowledged the Lord. So we're going to deal with that a little bit. And okay, in 1 Chronicles 21, let's go 1 Chronicles 21:1. 1 Chronicles 21:1.
Okay. David to number Israel. Amen.
Yeah. Satan can have you doing stuff. If you're not careful, if you're not giving God that, Satan will have you think you're doing the right thing when at the end of the day, it's the wrong thing. So we're going to get into that a little bit. And over in 2 Chronicles 11:15.
And all
yes.
Judah rejoiced
on
Sunday.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest round about. Amen.
Can you read that again, please?
Yes, Pastor. That's 2 Chronicles 15:1.
No.
21.
2 Chronicles 11:15.
Oh, 11 and 15.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still looking at my other scripture. Okay. I apologize. 11 and 15. And he ordained priests for the high places and for the devils and for the calves which he had made. Amen.
Hey, I want you to know, brother and sister, the devil have did a whole lot in the world, and people keep covering it up. No, we need to open up. You need to know some stuff the devil done did, especially mm-hmm. when you talk about Christ being greater. When you talk about Christ's ministry compared to these other ministries. When you're talking about Spirit of God that's in Christ have made us free from the spirit of the flesh. This is stuff all we right. need to know. Need to unveil mm-hmm. this stuff, uncover this stuff, especially and show Satan nakedness.
Yeah.
One other scripture, and then I think we'll just shed it. Yeah. But we'll talk about it because there's a whole lot of scripture, I'm telling you, that we're going to have to deal with. But in 1 John 3 and 12, in 1 John, that's 1 John, I John 3 and 12. That's pastor to read that. And if y'all notice, we're not pretty much one scripture, I mean one book. And that's out of the King James Version, or if I should say, out of one version. And next week, it'll make sense because we'll get into other version and we'll discuss this, and it'll make a lot of sense to you. 3 and 12.
3 and 12, 1 John. Okay. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Amen.
Yeah. See, so it was Satan who got into Cain and put these thoughts, made him kill his blood, brother. He was no stranger. This was his blood brother. They
mm-hmm.
came out the same womb.
Yeah, yeah.
And their daddy had explained to them about giving an offering to God. And Satan managed to get in Cain.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, and to show you how much he even lied. And we'll talk about that stuff. But anyway, those are some of the scriptures, and I got tons more. Those are some of the scriptures that we'll be discussing next week. All right, anyone have anything they want to share? We still want to, anybody have anything to share? Come forth. Pastor, you had anything you'd like to share?
I just wanted to read that last scripture out of the New Living Translation, 1 John 3 and verse 12. And it says, we must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody else? Okay. Well, look here. We'll see y'all Sunday for the review. And meanwhile, stay.